have your mind, stretch your mind and your body out. Get rid of the cobwebs. Let's get at Friday, the 31st of January. The Doug Steffen Good Day with the stories galore. Important things for you to know and discuss. Things going on. Believe it or not, there are other things going on in the world beside the Super Bowl and discussion of the weather, amazingly. And we'll touch on some of those. Big TV report coming up in this hour. But before we get to that, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has some teases about what she has today for you in terms of big deals, the big deals of the day.
Well, the biggest one is we're going to tell you how to get 100,000 airline miles. You've got to spend a little bit of money, but certainly not $100,000 to get them. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good deal. We're also going to tell you how to save money on some home shopping network purchases and some cast iron cookware. Love that stuff. We're going to tell you all about it.
Mm. You need that cast iron cookware for my cast iron stomach.
That's it.
Yeah,
show.
All right, so Richie's here and Kenny is here. Jennifer's off today and Monday celebrating her birthday and the Super Bowl with all of her chicky-doo friends that went to Las Vegas with her.
She's so funny.
Yeah, she is.
She's
very funny.
She's so funny.
She really is. One of the great human beings, frankly. She's mm-hmm. one of the most wonderful people, just as
she sounds.
And a fun
day to go to Las Vegas
with. She's a lot of fun. She's a lot of fun. All right, so Roberta.
Yes.
The new mayor of New York, Mr. de Blasio.
The guy who eats pizza with a fork and knife.
This guy is already making Bloomberg look like a superstar, and he's only been there for a month. I thought it was pretty interesting. Bloomberg has been appointed as a U.N. ambassador, in a manner of speaking. Did you hear that? You knew that, Roberta, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
he's going to be working on climate control or problems or whatever for the United Nations. One of the things that I have admired most about Bloomberg is his motivation for wanting to do the right thing only mm-hmm. because it was the right thing to do.
It was the right thing to do, right. No political, no motivation.
None
no financial
whatsoever.
Motivation.
The guy's worth $3 billion. He needs this like he needs another you-know-what. But because he was so dedicated to doing the job right, he stayed there and he did the job right for the mm-hmm. most part. I mean, once in a while you could take a shot at him for some of the things like the size of the big gulps and that. You know, okay, so what? But the city ran already under this new mayor who is nothing but just another political hack. This city seems to be sort of falling apart. The essence of snow clearing has basically been miserable under this guy.
Well, New Yorkers always complain about snow clearing.
Yeah, but they didn't really.
Unless they do your street first, you know, like in the first hour, you're going to complain about snow clearing.
All right. New Yorkers do.
Yeah.
So it goes all the way back to the Lindsay era, you know. It's just.
I don't think they did it as much under Bloomberg. I didn't get that sense. Anyway, under de Blasio, apparently there is a new or a reformed way of doing stop and frisk. Apparently, he's requested the drop of an appeal of a federal judge's order requiring reforms to the program. He also agreed to the appointment of a monitor to oversee the reforms aimed at ending discrimination. Do you want to, when we talk about discrimination, more blacks than whites were being frisked, more women than men were being frisked. What was the stop and frisk policy? We talked about it, and I can't really remember what the issue was in the main.
Well, just basically, you know, if they suspect something, then
Hispanics, blacks,
you know, if they feel that you're suspicious, then they'll stop you.
Yeah, but is it more focused on Hispanics and blacks than it is on whites? Are you more likely if you're Hispanic or black
or
to get frisked?
Or even of if you look like you might be of a Middle Eastern denomination? Yeah, yeah. But you know, that's in the wake of 9/11. Think of what the city went through. So this was all in the wake of 9/11. So, it's funny. It seems like most things that happened in New York, including the big gulp thing, heard more people outside of New York
talking
about it than New Yorkers. New Yorkers are going, yeah, okay, that's fine, you know. But all of a sudden, somebody in Ohio or in Arkansas is going, how could he do that? Well,
I'm from Mount Vernon, Ohio, and I think this is outrageous.
You know,
I'd never vote for him if I were in New York.
They're bringing in a monitor to oversee the new stop and frisk laws, or the stoppage of the stop and frisk laws.
The stoppage of them?
Yeah, they're going to stop the stop and frisk laws because of the court ruling.
The court ruling, yeah.
Yeah.
And so de Blasio
and the minute crime, the minute crime goes up, everybody's going to go, can we just slap and frisk these people again, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of people sued the city, so they said, okay, we'll put a stop to this.
There's an interesting television show on PBS last night about the women's movement. I don't know how many of you saw that, the essence of how it all got started.
Bloomberg wanted to keep the stop and frisk, by the way.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Okay.
Stop and frisk worked for New Yorkers. Anyway, the reason I bring up the PBS special on women, there are a lot of the same issues there. The issues that women had when they were not treated, and still in many respects aren't. I don't even know that it came out of the president. There was discussion out of the State of the Union this week with regard to the minimum wage of $10.10 an hour. But do you know that women still, and this I heard this with a discussion with some degree of aplomb, the discussion about women still not making as much as men do, and that's why women are more desirable, supposedly, in the workplace in certain careers, because they don't have to pay them as much as they do men. And why it is that still is allowed, why it is, there were unbelievable things done to stop women by the original, what was it, the EOC, isn't that what they call it?
Equal opportunity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So now, you look back on these years, one of the things I highlighted was how women were treated by the airlines. They could be hired when they were 22, and they had to be fired when they were 32. They had 10 years. Want to be a stewardess? You got to weigh this amount. You got to have this size dress. You have to wear your hair this way, and you have to be this tall. And if you aren't, you don't get a shot at being a stewardess.
Not anymore.
No. Well, no, it's not that way now. But I'm just saying that was an example of the sorts of things mm-hmm. that were done that were very discriminatory. And you look at them now, imagining, could you even imagine, was the question brought up that these sort of things could happen today. But yet you think that women are still not paid equally to men. How is that possible today? How is it that all these people that yammer and clamor around Washington are not dealing with the fact that women do not get paid the same thing as men?
Very easy. Three words. Old, white, men.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, the president's not an old white man. Why is he doing something?
We get rid of the old white men in office in this country.
Why isn't the president doing something about this? He's not an old white man.
When he tries, what gets into the way? What gets in his way?
I don't know what that's an excuse. He's writing all these executive orders. Why can't he come up with an executive order that requires, if he can change the minimum wage, why can't he make sure that women get paid the same as men?
Well,
good question.
Start a petition.
You're such a racist, Roberta. I can't believe you hate
old white
men.
No, I'm not such a racist. It's true. All old white men.
Old white men.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
So we should.
Why should women get paid the same? Why should they get this? Why should they get paid the same? You know, they got their husbands working, so they're only kind of.
I am
like
a white man.
A
I do not.
Have two old white men here saying who? That they should be paid the same.
Who are the two old white men here?
Well, you're the old.
Yeah, but you're
white
not
man.
An.
Excuse me, I'm not an old white man. I'm a middle-aged white man.
Well,
but I am. Excuse me.
Roberta,
you're winning
white
friends
man
and influencing people, Roberta.
Yeah, right. After all, that's her job. After all,
yeah.
This is why she's here. All right, gentlemen, may I suggest that you forget about the nearest bathroom for a moment? Forget about waking up at night. Say goodbye to the never quite feeling relieved that goes on, and join the PT9 revolution. Experience this incredible aging process. That really is what's going on here. This is an anti-aging process. All-natural prostate health formula PT9 brings relief to thousands and thousands of aging men every single day. Here's somebody named Larry, listens to us up in Maine, has been listening and decided to try PT9. Quote, I'm on my second order. My flow has improved. I don't know if I want to talk about this guy's flow, though. You want to hear me talk about this guy's flow?
No.
I don't want it. No,
not really.
But just know that
things
work better.
Right. He's sleeping through the night. That's what is basically promised.
That's a big thing, yeah.
That is. That's sleeping through the night uninterrupted. That's cool. His energy level is good. That's improved. So that's part of the benefit of using PT9. Feeding your prostate is really what keeps it healthy and keeps you out of trouble as you get to be, as Roberto would put it, an old white guy or an old black guy. And so if you'd like to try PT9 with all its benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, healthy testosterone levels, all that good stuff, 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9. Experience relief for yourself. Get your good night's sleep. More women call now to order this because it's the sort of thing that keeps them them asleep and they get a good night's rest. They're much more pleasant. I guess that's the idea here, right? 800-811-3790 for PT9. Feed and keep your prostate healthy. PT9, 800-811-3790.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd you know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Fessinelli. All right, she's got a chance for you to get 100,000 air miles. That's what got my attention. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. It's on American Airlines, no less, your favorite airline, Doug. No,
it's not my favorite, but that's what I use most.
They've got a new credit card out. It's called the a Citibank Executive Advantage Card.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's kind of like the American Express Platinum Card. It costs $450 a year, but in the first year, they will give you a $200 credit back. So that brings it down to $250.
Yeah.
Then in the first 3 months, once you spend $10,000 on the card within the first 3 months, they'll give you 100,000 airline miles on American. I mean, that's good for you. Could almost go fly two people to Europe. Okay? Usually Europe is like 50,000-60,000 airline miles. That's like two free tickets to Europe just for $250 basically is what it comes down to.
You got to spend 10 grand.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, not necessarily buying stuff. If you're a business person and you're doing business travel,
use it for your business expenses.
Use it for all your business expenses. Pay your taxes with it. You can put your taxes on a credit card now. Pay your real estate taxes with it. You can do that, too. Pay off your car loan if you want to, and then loan it out again. I mean, there's a lot of creative ways you can throw $10,000 on your credit card in 3 months.
That's a great idea.
You know, and you get 100,000 miles. I'm doing it, and my husband's doing it. We're both getting the card.
Good for you.
We've got the Home Shopping Network. If you love that, you can get $20 off any $40 purchase. We tell you how to do that. Shutterfly has free Valentine's Day cards, and we've got some customized iPhone cases. You put your favorite photo on your iPhone. That and lots more at the Queen of Cheap. Check it out today.
Queen of Cheap box in the center, just below the fold, if you will, at DougStephan.com. 21 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Announced that he was going to do the Super Bowl halftime entertainment show. I'm guessing he's about, what, 28, 29?
28 years old.
28, okay. And at what point did he start having success in his career?
When he was four.
When he was four.
If you remember back to Nicolas Cage's, is it Leaving Las Vegas? The one where James Caan and Elizabeth Shue and Nicolas Cage, where he gambles his wife away to James Caan.
Vaguely.
They have a scene in there where there's all these Elvis impersonators, and one of them is a four-year-old kid, and it's Bruno Mars.
Really?
You can see it on YouTube.
How
really?
Did you happen to know that?
I've seen it before. I've seen the YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just look it up. Bruno Mars. What's the name? Is it Leaving Las Vegas? With Nicolas?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Look up Honeymoon in Vegas, Bruno Mars.
You so, is he kid. From Las Vegas?
No, he's from the Philippines.
So how did he get involved in this at 4 years old? Wow, that's pretty interesting. That's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, no, so the kid's been around and in the business a long time. And
all right, the reason that I bring it up, Richie, is because...
You would dig him. He's got a lot of James Brown. He's got a lot of James Brown.
I do sort of. Not only because now I've begun to discover his music, but what I get is that he's fairly clean, not wild,
he's
crazy. He's not like this idiot little worm that's all over the place that's getting all the attention.
Not at all.
Not to get any attention whatsoever. I'm not even going to use his name anymore.
First time I paid any attention to him.
He's a Canadian worm?
Yeah, the Canadian worm.
Yeah. It's when I saw him at the Grammys a couple of years ago, and I was like, this kid's got moves.
Yeah.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah.
So it's pop, you know. My daughter loves it.
You know me, I like pop music. Yeah. I'm a fan of pop music.
My
from
daughter.
Yeah. Music's so fun. Good. I'm glad that he's successful and he's a fairly clean-cut kid. Now, our video of the day in
his
the focus.
His sisters are hot, too, and they have a band.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They play with him?
No, they have their own band.
Oh, okay. So there you go. The Mars Girls, the Mars Bars, what do they call themselves?
I don't know what they call themselves. I forget.
Good. The Mars Bars would be a clever name for them. The folks at Spin Media have put together our video of the day for us today at DougStefan.com, basically compiling the best Super Bowl ads of all time. So even though we're going to play you some of the audio right now, you really ought to watch, especially if you want to see Mean Joe Green and Joe Namath. But you'll get some of that by listening to a few moments of the audio, which Richie's going to play for us now from our video of the day. Super Bowl ads, best ones.
Goosebumps.
Yep.
Joe Green throwing the jersey.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Now, I would like 500 more sets.
Hey, where's the beat?
Cindy Crawford in the Pepsi commercial. Farrah and Joe Namath with Noxzema.
Mm-hmm.
That milkaholic Lindsay wasn't over?
Oh, E-Trade and the babies.
Milka what?
You and me for my Big Mac? First one to miss watches the winner eat.
Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
No, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done.
Nothing said.
Had enough?
Bush, bud. Bush, bud.
Bud finds her.
The end of a seesaw third quarter. With the score, Bud Light 21, Budweiser 17.
We'll be back.
Wow.
Hello?
That's my favorite. I love that.
Hey, up.
The Clydesdale and
yeah. Is that Ed's? I mean,
this is the Motor City.
Oh, no.
It's for Ed. Get out
of here. Hi, geese. Christ, we got to get out of here before.
All right, anyway, suffice it to say,
it's good stuff.
There are some good things to check out. The video of the day, all the Super Bowl ads, which may be one of the most fun things about Super Bowl weekend. 20 and after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercise for senior dogs. As your dog heads into his senior years, he may not be able to run as fast, jump as high, or have the stamina he once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for guardians to understand their dog's limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can also be due to decreased heart function. So it's important to work on an exercise program with older pets and your veterinarian at the same time. And start out gradually. You know, sometimes we look at our dogs and we don't want to admit they're getting older, a little gray around the muzzle, not as quick as they were. So that 2-mile jog for you may be okay, but it may not be okay any longer for your 10 to 12 year old dog. So watch them carefully. If it looks like they're struggling, if it looks like they're having difficulty, it's time to stop and increase a new exercise program with less effort. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Turning in its place, cause you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
Do you always light up when you see email from somebody special in your life? You'll be lighting up if they have a Yahoo address, because apparently all Yahoo emails have been hacked.
Not all. A
no?
lot, though. They're not saying how much.
So Yahoo's not admitting to it? Or
well,
what's
they're, no, they're admitting to it. They're just not saying how widespread it is. Yahoo reported on Thursday that some of its users' email accounts may have been targeted in a security breach by a third-party database. That's their way of saying it wasn't our fault.
Yeah, huh. A third-party data breach.
They say, recently we have identified a coordinated effort to gain access to Yahoo mail accounts. So bottom line is, anybody who they believe has been affected, they sent an email to asking them to change their password. So if you have a Yahoo email account, check your email this morning and see if they're asking you to change your password, because that means you've likely been affected.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Yahoo account. It's just a trash account, but still it's got information in there I wouldn't want. So I'm going to change mine proactively. Right,
you are.
There.
I had one a long time ago. Did you?
Did you? Yeah. Yep.
I haven't had a Yahoo account for a long time, but
that's my junk account.
Junk? What does that mean?
Yeah, if I go to a website and they demand that I give them my email address to gain entry, I give them that address.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody should have one of those.
You don't have a junk email address, do you?
You talking to me?
You? Yeah, you. You talking to me?
I don't have. I have a lot of junk that comes to my various email, but no, I have.
So when you go to a web, when you go to a website and it says we need your email address, you put in your primary email address.
I do. What I you're suggesting?
As my old friend Gordon Liddy would say, sucker.
Well, you know what I find when you want to get out of some of this stuff, and I found a lot of it this week. There are four or five different things that have come to me from. I don't even know where they come from. And I want to unsubscribe. You unsubscribe, and they still keep sending you the stuff.
This is why you need a junk email address.
Yes,
this
you're
is
right.
why you get so much spam in your primary email address.
Yeah, I was looking, as a matter of fact, it's interesting you said that, because I was just looking at the spam folder on the junk email account. A lot of it, interesting, there comes from Microsoft. I don't know how that gets in there. You know,
Microsoft is the largest hacked hardware and software, or software in the world.
Congratulations, Stefan. You're a sucker.
Double
time.
I mean, it's just a basic fact. There are more people using Microsoft in the world, so hackers are going to go after it.
One way or the
other. One of the reasons, one of the many reasons that Apple is not as targeted.
Yeah. All right, so here we are on the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer's off today. And we're spending a good deal of our time on the Super Bowl, even though I'm not going to watch it. I'm not a fan of football. There is just so much interesting material.
You're going to watch it for the commercials.
No, nah, I'm not going to watch it.
You can watch those on YouTube the next day.
Yeah. Our poll today, by the way, at DougStefan.com, wants to know who you want to win the Super Bowl. Is it the Broncos, the Seahawks? Or you just hope it's a good game. Those are the three choices. Our poll yesterday, have you ever signed a petition to the White House website? The petition yesterday we were talking about was to send that little worm back to Canada, deport him, and take his green card away from him. That was how this all started. But then it became when Richie started talking about how many general White House
there are 88 petitions currently on the White House petition website, and anybody can post a petition. So there's some really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But there's some really interesting stuff. So if you have a few minutes, you should stop by and just take a look. There's some interesting stuff.
All right. So the results of our question yesterday, have you ever signed a petition at the White House website? 25% of you said no. I didn't know there were petitions on the White House website. 24% of you said no. I think it's a waste of time. Let's see here. 19% of you said, yes, I've signed one. 16% of you said, yes, I've signed several. And 14% said, not yet, but I'm thinking about signing a petition. So you can check them all out. Richie says 88 of them are currently working at WhiteHouse.gov.
I don't remember whether there was a petition there.
Don't go to WhiteHouse.com because that's an X-ray.
No, you don't want to go to WhiteHouse.com. I don't remember seeing a petition there for term limits. I think we should start one for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Should do that.
Like one.
It's a great idea. Exactly. Well, that's my theory. I want 6 years. You want to be in public service, you can serve in one office for 6 years universally.
Yep, that's it.
You get 6 years as a congressman, 6 years as a senator, 6 years as president. Nobody ever reruns for the same office.
Yep. After four or five years is when they start to get a little corrupt.
Right, exactly.
So,
and if you want to be governor, 1 6-year term, that's it. Why, if we are really, really, really running this country of the people, by the people, and for the people, can't we get stuff like that done? Why can't we, or do we need to have a revolution?
The downfall of this country when politicians became a career.
Yeah. I mean, John McCain, who's been shot at now by the members of his own party in Arizona, and then he has to now tout out all of his credentials from the conservative various groups that have supported him, was thinking about not running again. He's 74, I think, isn't he?
73, he was censured, right?
Well, they don't like it because they think he's too liberal, because he's for a reforming immigration along the lines. Actually, that's been a big discussion here in the last 24 to 48 hours. All of a sudden, immigration reform is on the top of the heap again, and it looked like some Republicans are supporting things that came from how do I say this without making this guy sound like a moron? The new Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Jay Johnson, said, was it last weekend, I think, Kenny, in his first public appearance, that all of the 11 million illegals have earned the right to stay here. Do you know what that did to the hackles of most people who have a half a brain in this country? And so, but it seems to have somehow or other motivated many of the Republicans to say, okay, enough of this stuff. We've got to figure out how to do this, protect the borders, or at least come up with something that doesn't make us look like we don't care about Hispanics, because they're all, going to be voting and they're going to vote against us. So that's really the only reason that they're doing this in the first place, because they don't want to be left in the dust in terms of the political realities of this. But to suggest that all 11 million of them, I know I've said this before three or four times this week, but it so annoys me to hear this kind of stuff. All 11 million illegals, they have earned the right to be citizens. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
Earned. You know what? Sign up for the military and go serve for a couple
that's
of years.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. I'm down with that.
Yep.
I'm down with it. You go into the military, you have earned the right to be a citizen.
That's what my dad did.
Absolutely. Then you've earned your way in.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with that, 100%.
So McCain was censured for not being conservative enough.
Right, yeah.
By the Arizona...
But then he brings out, he was interviewed by a couple of the local Phoenix radio shows, and he sounds awful, by the way, this week. He has a bad cold or something, but anyway. So he's going to run again. Meanwhile, let's go back to the Super Bowl for a minute, because Roberta has an interesting take being a New Yorker. Let me just lay this on you first.
It's a typical New Yorker take.
Right. There's an ape in Utah that has correctly picked the Super Bowl winner for six straight years. He predicts that the Seattle Seahawks will be the new champions.
He's wrong.
Eli the ape ran
and
into...
How did he pick them?
I'm not going to go
it's
that.
It's something about they lay the helmets out in his pen, and he goes in whichever one he chooses.
He knocks down a papier-mâché helmet bearing the Seahawks logo. That's how he made his pick the other day at the zoo in Salt Lake City. No hesitation at all. That could mean bad news for Broncos fans. This 13-year-old ape hasn't been wrong since 2006.
Whatever, he's wrong now.
He charged Broncos out and knocked over a goalpost decorated with the Ravens logo last year. Ravens beat the 49ers 34-31. His pick this year drew mixed reactions from his team of zookeepers that include avid Broncos fans. They're hoping that this is his first wrong year, and that's what Richie is saying as well about his prognostication. All right, so Roberta, what's life like in New York with all of these people crawling all over the place? You can't get a hotel room anywhere, but there's other pieces of this pie.
Actually, the New York Times has a whole article about it in today's Times. And truthfully, the Super Bowl is turning out to be less of a huge thing in New York than they thought. Actually, you can get a hotel room. That's part of the problem. The hotels are only at about
the last cold weather Super Bowl because it's a bust.
It's a complete and total bust. New Yorkers are complaining. That was the whole thing about the New York Times article. It's like, you know, do whatever you want, but don't mess up traffic. Don't close down roads. I walked the whole NFL Boulevard last night. The thing is a joke. I mean, New Yorkers look at this thing and go, really? They're kind of steering clear of the Times Square Broadway area like they do at New Year's Eve.
Wow.
It's all tourists. Anybody who's native here is going, like, you know, and even the shopkeepers. That whole thing where the NFL says, oh, you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. No, the people who make the money is the NFL, because the tourists who come in are buying NFL merchandise. They're not shopping in local stores.
Yeah, but they go to the restaurants and whatnot. The problem
is
that
they go to the restaurants in Times Square. You know, like they come here and they go to Bubble Gump's.
Super Bowl. There are, let's say 80,000 people that that the stadium can hold.
Right.
A couple of 100,000 people show up.
Well, and then you get
and they go to the bars and they go to the
bridge and tunnel crowd coming into the sports bars.
I mean, you couldn't find a room to be.
No. Prices.
You're getting the ticket holders, and that's it. And the ticket holders aren't even showing up. The scalped tickets, which usually go for a couple of $1,000s,
they're going for half face now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can get a half face value. And like I said, most New Yorkers are saying, you know, really, you couldn't have, like, done this in the Meadowlands parking lot. You had to do it on Broadway. Could you people just please get out of here?
16 before the hour on Good Day. Television report coming up. Jennifer's not here, so I'll do the honors, including a nice tribute to Jay Leno coming up on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See store OfficeMax.com for details.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 13 before the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Buddies Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in the news for a couple of different reasons. They are producing a comedy pilot for CBS called More Time with Family, which is a focus husband and father deciding to make a career change in order to spend more time with his family. That was pretty interesting. They're a success.
Everything they touch is gold.
Yeah, they are. They're giving their fans a chance to hang out with them, Richie, as well, for a pretty good cause, too. The Oscar-winning pair have teamed up with Omaze, O-M-A-Z-E.com, Omaze.com, for a contest in which you, if you're a fan, can donate $10, and you'll be in the winning for a once-in-a-lifetime weekend experience with the two of them. Proceeds from the contest will benefit the Eastern Congo Initiative and water.org.
George Clooney's all over the website, too, so they must
have. Yeah, right. So they're going to have Clooney's doing his own thing that's similar to that. Pay $10 into a raffle, and whatever money comes in, that you can go spend a weekend with George Clooney at his Italian Lake Como home, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what you do. You go spend a weekend, but for $10,
George
would you
Lucas
do that?
Is there, yeah. Joan Rivers, right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody's there.
All over there. Right, exactly. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Steven Spielberg is producing a new CBS sci-fi drama called Extant, E-X-T-A-N-T. Apparently, it is a mystery thriller about a female astronaut trying to reconnect with her family after she's been in outer space for a year, starring Halle Berry. It's supposed to be shooting it now. It will premiere in July. Hey, that's interesting. Everybody's taking a shot after Gravity. T. Leone is going to star in a new CBS drama called Madam Secretary. She will be the Secretary of State, modeled after Hillary Clinton, much like the Veep show that has been successful on HBO.
All right, so here, you got to hear Bill Maher sing his goodbye song to Jay Leno, who was joined by Seth, what's his name?
Seth Myers.
Myers, no.
No. Seth the guy
McFarlane.
From...
McFarlane, yeah, thank McFarlane. You.
No idea what
okay.
you're
okay. When Johnny Carson was leaving, mm-hmm. Bette Midler famously came out and sang to him.
Right.
And I thought you deserved no less. So I called up Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm.
She would not take my call. This summer's upcoming. I'm sure it'll be a big hit for him. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yes.
The star of Ted and the director of that movie, the star of Family Guy and the creator of that show.
Yes.
Please welcome to help me sing Jay to his retirement, Seth MacFarlane, everybody.
Oh, shoot.
Right.
We're not going to have time for the song.
Nice going, Richie.
Yeah, sorry. I'll get it for you and we'll play it.
That's all right. Well, I mean, I think it's a good story.
Yeah, it was fun. And they did make mention that Jay is going to go to Fox in the song. So
yeah, I think there are a lot of people who know, but that's a talk. Whatever he ends up doing, hopefully it'll be something at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time. Parsons is always talking about how cheap it is to fly this time of year. Give me a break. I just had to pay, I had to change the ticket because I got sick, and I had to stay on the farm for a few extra days and tend to some business as well. And what I originally paid $135 for to go back to L.A. turned into $546. So don't tell me there are bargains. You're full of baloney. The bargains are...
What, you think when you change an airfare, you should get the discount rate?
I think I should pay for... I was sick. I think I should not have to pay a penalty because I was sick.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line. And
that's why I fly Southwest.
Southwest was just as ridiculous.
I cannot.
The price
of
Southwest was $460.
Southwest,
no more deals
with
Southwest.
Exactly.
But at least they don't have change.
There are no more. That's true. They don't. There are no more bargains anywhere. The consolidation of the airline industry has screwed the American public to the wall. And if you don't think that's the case, compare what you pay now.
In D.C. now we've got the JetBlue and Southwest getting a bunch of more terminals in DCA because of the
getting more slots.
Merger. Yeah, and they're saying, well, this will help the consumer in
Washington.
And like, you can't find any bargains.
You know what
on
I
Southwest.
Don't understand? Hey, Tom, we need to pause for a moment. What I don't get is, here's the north and south corridor in the wintertime. There used to be four airlines, four, from Boston to Palm Beach, TWA, U.S. Air, American, and Delta. All right?
Right.
The only airline, and they only fly three direct nonstops a day from Boston to Palm Beach, is JetBlue. Everybody else, you got to go through Atlanta, you got to go through New York, you got to go through Charlotte to get to West Palm Beach. And I use that as an example. Fort Lauderdale is the same place. People are sucker. I mean, what are they going to do? And it takes an extra 2 hours. Normally, the flight's only 2 hours. You screw around in Charlotte or Atlanta or New York, God love you, or Washington even, or Newark for 2 hours. And so, I don't even begin to get this, frankly. You can explain it. It's, you know, they're not running. This is not for the courtesy and convenience of the public. And the fares from Boston to Palm Beach, I was trying to get down there for just a day. And if I had done it, would have cost me $600. It's just,
right.
I mean, there's no, this.
But, you know, here's the thing. The difference between, I'm going to let your listeners understand that the difference between Doug and the rest of the world is Doug wants it today. And those, and the airlines know people who need to leave.
No,
right
not
away.
Even today. I mean, there are a few bargains. I got to go to.
Well, I got to Palm Beach tomorrow. Why is it $700?
Well, that's not a bad question. Well, I had to go to. I've got to go to Dallas next Friday, and I made the arrangements 3 weeks out. It was still $344.
Yeah, but next Friday, if there's a flight after 7 p.m., I do know it's one of the markets this week that's on sale.
But you always say that. I have to go at 5 o'clock in the morning because I got to be there for a meeting at 10. So
right.
I wait till 7 o'clock. What good does that do me or anybody else that's got to be there?
About 7 p.m. This is the weekend. I will say right now, JetBlue and American have been flying Boston. If you fly by 14 days in advance, which you don't do, right now,
yeah, I do. I buy a lot of tickets 14 days in advance.
It's almost 1,500 miles each way. You're 3,000 miles round trip, and you can get it for $198 on.
American is running a direct flight nonstop from Boston to Palm Beach?
No, I thought you said Dallas.
No, I know Dallas. I know. Yeah, no, Dallas. I had to go L.A. to Boston. L.A. to.
All right, thanks for tuning in. As Doug puts all his air travel. This is really
okay. Shut up, Richard. I had to get that out of my system.
You know what happened to you though is what happened to people that have emergencies in the family.
Yeah.
They have to go because there's some emergency or maybe a death, a bereavement fare.
Yeah.
They are all getting a shaft today.
Yeah, there's no bereavement fares.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing anymore.
The only person that gets killed is you.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it.
You definitely get killed in airfare.
Yeah. All right, so we got about 30 seconds to talk about any bargains. I tune this out because I don't find it annoys me.
I'm just saying, this week we have about 1,000 last-minute getaways. If it's not one of your cities, you know, you're one of these people who have to leave certain times. But you also learn over the years, sometimes it's better to buy in advance. And, you know, right now, if you do get it on the proper times, Boston to Fort Lauderdale instead of West Palm Beach, you can probably look to Fort Lauderdale. Look around. Don't be duped and just taking the first offer. You have to drive an extra hour to save $500. You're going
to
do
that. Yeah, no, I would do that. All right, so check out all the bargains. BestFares.com. Tom Parsons with us here on Good.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.